With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Gaza ceasefire talks continue in Cairo. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the weekend fighting did not derail the talks, and while there's been progress, it's unclear how long they'll last.
I think that remains to be seen. We expect that these working group discussions will at least take place over the next few days. But whether it goes longer or, you know, could end sooner, I think really is going to be up to those in the room and what they're able to accomplish.
Port of Seattle's working to restore computer systems at Seattle-Tacoma International following a cybersecurity event. The airport's networks were shut down Saturday when hackers were found in the system. Wi-Fi has been turned off, the luggage handling system is down, and it's causing delays getting bags onto the aircraft. Also at SRNnews.com, if you're traveling over the Labor Day weekend, be prepared to wait.
Labor Day travel is up 9% from last year, according to AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz. And the TSA is expecting a record-breaking weekend.
This summer has been record-breaking, but we've seen that airports have handled it earlier this summer with Memorial Day and July 4th.
But she says anything could happen, so get to the airport early and maybe don't check that bag.
Try to consolidate everything on your carry-on.
For drivers, Diaz says the good news, gas prices are down nationwide. The bad news, stations set their own individual prices. I'm Julie Walker.
California Democrats poised to pass the first in the nation bill giving home loans to illegal immigrants. The bill in the Democrat-controlled legislature would make illegals eligible for up to $150,000 in taxpayer-supported home loans. Kamala Harris' surrogate, Governor Gavin Newsom, has not said whether he'll sign it. This is SRN News. Some pastors have a lot of work to do.
A new poll released by the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University finds that a lot of people who attend evangelical churches hold unbiblical beliefs. About half of them think that a person can earn his way into heaven with good works. 45% say there is no absolute moral truth, and 40% don't accept the doctrine of original sin. The CRC report goes on to reveal that 27% of evangelical churchgoers say they are afraid to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Taliban government in Afghanistan now says it is mandatory for all Afghan women to conceal their faces and voices in public. That according to newly published laws covering aspects of everyday life from the so-called Ministry of Vice and Virtue. The laws are set out in a 114-page document that marks the first formal declaration of vice and virtue laws since the Taliban returned to power. This is SRN News. Well, stocks finished with big ups and big downs on Monday.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at a record high on Wall Street, even as losses for big tech companies pulled other indexes lower. The Dow edged up 65 points. It's about 0.2%. That was enough to beat the all-time high the Dow set last month. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.9%. Both the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq have much heavier weightings in tech than the Dow does. That's why losses for NVIDIA and other tech giants helped pull those indexes lower. It's a busy week for markets with lots of earnings reports from major companies. That includes NVIDIA, which reports on Wednesday. The government releases its latest report on inflation on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
A lawyer for supermarket chain Albertsons tells a federal judge that the company may have to lay off workers and close stores if its planned merger with Kroger is not allowed to proceed. The Federal Trade Commission has opposed the merger. More details at srnnews.com.